So if you are in an even though moment and you think you need every turn before you can take the next one, you are confused. Our faith is not in the destination. Our faith is in the guide who will see us safely to the destination. So I wrote a statement that you can have for free. I won't charge you royalties. You don't even have to give me credit. I will go as if I'm guided, even though I feel I'm guessing.
You like it?
Because don't you feel like you're guessing sometimes? Don't you feel like you are guessing at this sometimes? I finally got to interview my favorite preacher 10 years ago. I said, what is the most important thing I need to know about standing behind the pulpit? He said, we're all guessing. None of us have seen God. It takes faith to preach. It takes faith to parent. It takes faith to lead. It takes faith to go back to school. It takes faith to stay in therapy. I was in 5 years of therapy, and I said, this isn't working. Until I realized that some of the things that didn't feel like they were working for me, God was using those things in my children's life. About the time I wanted to quit therapy, one of my kids came to me and started giving me the advice that my therapist gave me that I had given to them, not even knowing. God knows why you're in it. You don't. God knows what he's going to do through it. You don't. God knows who he wants to help through your life. You don't. God knows what he's building. God knows your foundation. He is the architect. He is the builder. He has the blueprint of every blessing in your life. He has the purpose. He drew the picture. Oh, I feel like preaching this to help somebody know that you can go not knowing, that you can contribute not knowing, that you can keep preaching while people are leaving, that you can just do it, that you can just live, that you can just praise, that you can just testify, that you can just boldly grab hold of the altar and say, for God I live. Even though, say even though, by faith, even though, if God's got you in an even though moment right now, where your truth says one thing, but your tent says another thing, you can stay right in the promise, even though you have no proof. Who is this for? I'm staying in this promise in the absence of proof. I feel like this is a fighting word today. Woo. I don't know what we're fighting, but I'll fight with you. You need some backup? I don't know what's been coming up in your mind. I don't know what's been trying to drag you back down into it. I don't know what's been trying to take over your house, steal your joy, liquidate your peace, erode your confidence in God. But you're not in this faith fight by yourself. Not today. I've been lifted. I've been broken. I got a word from God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I got a rod, I got a staff, I got goodness, I got mercy, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He lived in a tent even though he was in the place of the promise. He was in the place of the promise even though he lived in a tent. Different than what you picture. Slower than what you want. But in that tent was Isaac. Not not yet. He hadn't even been born yet, and he was in the tent already. Because when God puts a seed of something in you, the seed is in you before you see it. You've been praying for your kids. You've been praying for your opportunity. You've been praying for something to happen that you need to happen that only God can do. The seed was there before they could see it. And even though I can't see it right now, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow, shadow makes it very difficult for you to get a visual. But even though he did not know, see, it's that second even though, where it says in verse 11, even though he was too old, don't tune me out if you're 13. Because everybody has something that the devil has been telling you, you are too. I don't let the devil tell me I'm too old to be relevant. First of all, I'm not. All right? Don't make me do it again. Yeah. We got it good the first time. Let's leave it there. And yet he tells me I'm too stupid. He tells me I'm too stupid. He tells me I'm too country. He does. He tells me I'm too weird. He tells me I'm too raggedy. He tells me all these things. But look what the Bible said God did for Abraham. Would he do this for you too? By faith, Abraham, even though he was too old and Sarah herself was not able to conceive, wasn't able to become father. I got to read you what the Bible actually says about him. Go to the next verse. He became a father of many nations. He lived like a nomad. And so from this one man, look what the Bible says about Abraham. And he as good as dead. That's about how people will see you. That's about how people will see you. That's not what God said about Abraham. Look at that nomad living up here in this promised land thinking he belongs here. He's as good as dead. Yeah. Next time somebody tries to limit you, because I've had people tell me that I was a poor Bible teacher. I've had people tell me that I was not cut out to be a pastor. I've had people cut out tell me that I wouldn't be able to come up with a new sermon every week. All of that. And I wish I would have known this sermon to tell him at the time. God knows you don't. You don't know? I don't even know. So God knows where you're going even though you don't. So follow him step by step. God knows what he's given you even though you are too, whatever. Oh, young. That's what Timothy said. I'm too young. Paul said, don't let anybody look down on you because of your youth. Set an example for the believers in life and love and speech and faith and godliness and purity. Don't let anybody put their two on you. Because they don't know. You've been divorced too many times. Think how much you've learned that you can help other people who have been through divorce. You're not paid the tuition. You might as well teach the class. Hey! God knows. You don't. God knows. You don't. And even the passage that we don't like to preach a lot, because it said that Abraham took his son Isaac and laid him down on the altar and he thought he was going to have to kill his only son, even after waiting 25 years. That's how long it took between God spoke it and he saw it. We quit too quick. We have microwave mindsets and we serve a crockpot God. So it might be slower than you wanted. But from this boy Isaac came the nations that would inhabit this very land that Abraham was living in. And I want you to see him on Mount Moriah. I want you to see him build the altar. I want you to see him lay his son Isaac on the altar, who we waited for a quarter of his life. He was 100 at that point. He waited this long, and yet at the moment that he thought he was going to have to give up what God promised him, there was a ram in the bush that he didn't know about, but God knew. And God knew the moment that the ram would need to be in the bush for Abraham to make the sacrifice. Whatever has been withheld from your life, whatever seems like it is behind in your life, whatever seems like the enemy has taken it out of your life, can you trust the timing of God in this moment enough to know that he knows? He knows what I need, when I need it. And if it didn't come yet, it wasn't time yet. But somebody who knows it's time, by faith, for you to take the next step when you can't see beyond it. Stand up and give God praise by faith. There is a praise that comes by faith, even though my favorite Bible verse is when the sister came to Jesus and said, I know my brother will rise again at the last day. And Jesus said, last day, I am the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in me will live even though he died. So we're living in the even though. And our job today is to trust God as if, even though. I don't know your even though. God does. God knows the even though you're going through. And I just want to encourage you today, through a camera I never knew I'd be looking in, pastoring a church that I never saw, but God did, that he knows you don't. And I want to tell you about all the stuff you keep telling God for why you're not qualified, because you don't have the experience. God knows you don't. That you don't have the resources. God knows you don't. And that you don't have the background for that. God knows you don't. And that you don't feel like it right now. God knows you don't. And that you don't have the strength. God knows you don't. And that you don't know how to manage money. God knows you don't. And that you don't have any friends who will really listen to you. God knows you don't. And that you don't see a way through this right now. God knows you don't. But just because you can't see it does not mean he didn't speak it.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.